Yasodhananana Vrajajanaranjana Yasodhananana Vrajajanaranjana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Deya Radha Madhava Punya Vihadi Deya Radha Madhava Punya Vihadi Gopidana Vallabha Girivara Dadi Gopidana Vallabha Girivara Dadi Yasodhananana Vrajajananandana Yasodhananana Vrajajananandana Namunati Ravanachari Namunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Ha! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Shyam Sundara Radha Shyam Sundara Radha Shyam Sundara Radha Jaya Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Jaya Jagana, Jaya Jagana, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra.
Hare Krishna, I want to greet you very much for this, I believe, third part of our seminar called Enlivening the Heart.
Želimo poželjeti dobrodošlicu na treći dio našeg seminara koji se zove Oživljavanje srca.
I would like to start today with telling you a little bit about the secret of Shraddha, which forms the fundament of our spiritual life.
I danas bih želio započeti na taj način što ću vam reći nešto o tajnama Šrade koja predstavlja sami temelj duhovnog života.
I would like to start today with delineating to you the different things which you require for the spiritual fundament of Shraddha in your spiritual lives.
Želio bih danas započeti upućujući vas na različite stvari, različite elemente koji su vam potrebni da biste izgradili taj temelj vjere ili Shraddhe u svom životu.
Please think of the development of your life like the development of a wonderful palace which is in different building stations.
Molim vas na razvoj svoga života gledajte kao na gradnju prekrasne palače koja se nalazi na različitim stupnjevima izgrađenosti.
You can build a very high building only if you have a very strong foundation.
A vrlo visoku zgradu možete podići jedino ako imate izuzetno snažne temelje.
I have to smile because sometimes in our movement we have seen that really there were devotees who were for many years following the process of Krishna consciousness and then all of a sudden the building crashed because they hadn't done well in building the foundation.
Smiješim se jer primjećujem kako je u našem pokretu bilo bhakta koji su jako puno stvari činili u duhovnom životu i onda odjednom čitava se zgrada, velika zgrada srušila, a to je zato što nisu uložili dovoljno pažnje u izgradnje temelja.
So today we will work a little on our foundation.
Tako da ćemo danas malo raditi na svojim temeljima.
And then we will start with a subject matter which is of great interest for the devotees, that is the relationship to the spiritual guide who helps us on our path.
A zatim ćemo preći na temu koja je vrlo zanimljiva za sve bhakte, a to je naš odnos sa duhovnim vodičom koji nas vodi na duhovnom putu.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
If you want to progress in spiritual life, you must first of all come to one realization.
Ukoliko želite napredovati u duhovnom životu, prije svega morate doći do jedne spoznaje.
The realization who you are.
A to je spoznaje o tome ko mi zaista jesmo.
If you may practice so many things, but if you don't understand aham brahmasmi, I am a spiritual soul, your practice will lack the fundament.
Možete raditi tako puno stvari, ali ukoliko ne shvatite da ste duhovna duša, onda će vašoj praksi nedostajati temelj.
If you wish to be authentic, you need to know who you are.
Ukoliko želite biti autentični, trebate znati ko ste.
A spiritual soul.
Duhovna duša.
Inside the house of your body.
Unutar kuće vašeg tijela.
Imagine you would be able to hear your soul one day.
Zamislite kada biste jednog dana bili u stanju da čujete svoju dušu.
What would the soul say to you?
Šta bi vam duša rekla?
Would you like for a moment to hear the voice of the soul?
Želili biste na trenutak čuti glas duše?
Maybe we can have a little sound effect like ooh.
Možda s nekim zvučnim efektima.
Echo. I am not identical with you.
Ja nisam identičan s tobom.
My body and mind, I do not want what you require.
O tijelo i ume, ja ne želim ono što i tebi potrebno.
For so long I believed that I was identical with you, my body and my mind.
Tako sam već dugo vjerovao da sam isto što i ti, tijelo i um.
I was believing our interests are the same.
I vjerovao sam da su naši interesi isti.
But now I have awakened from the dream.
Ali sada sam se probudio iz sna.
I find that I am really and categorically different from you.
Shvatio sam kategorično različit od vas.
I'm made out of bliss.
I sačinjen sam od blaženstva.
And knowledge.
I znanja.
And eternity, my dear body and mind.
Dragi moj, ume i tijelo.
But both of you are made of dead matter.
Ali vas dvoje ste oboje napravljeni od mrtve materije.
Because you are nature, the material nature acts upon you from morning till evening.
I zato što ste takvi, materijalna priroda od jutra do večeri neprestano utječe na vas.
Nature makes and unmakes you, my body and my mind.
Dragi moj, tijelo i ume, priroda vas sastavlja i rastavlja.
But nature has no power over me.
Ali ista ta priroda nema nikakvu moć nada mnom.
My body and my mind, you grow and you decay.
Dragi moj, ume i tijelo, vi rastete i opadate.
Like the whole physical universe is growing and decaying.
Što je slučaj sa cjelokupnim fizičkim univerzumom?
Only if I identify myself with you.
Jedino identificirajući se sa vama,
I find that I suffer pain and pleasures.
Čini mi se da ispaštam boli i uživam u zadovoljstvima.
Only by identify with you my body and my mind.
Samo ako se poistovjećujem sa vama, moje tijelo i ume.
I'm bound to your functions like eating and sleeping and being frustrated or elated.
Postajem vezan za vaše funkcije kao što su jedenje, spavanje, frustracija ili ushićenost.
But now I have awoken.
Ali sad sam se probudio.
I shall allow you to do only what I consider is good for my well-being.
I dozvolit ću vam da činite samo ono što smatram dobrim za ili pravilnim za moju dobrobit.
Now my body and my mind.
Sada tijelo moje i ume.
I want to return to my original position.
Želim se vratiti u svoj izvorni položaj.
I refuse to be any longer your slave.
I odbijam da dalje budem vaš sluga. Rob.
Haribol. This is the voice of the soul.
To je bio glas duše.
This is what you would hear if you would listen to your soul, Madayanti.
I to bi ste, to bi čula kad bi slušala svoju dušu, Madayanti.
You might say, from where is this?
I možete pitati odakle dolazi ta informacija?
This is from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, from an article called Real and Apparent.
To je iz članka Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, a naslovljen istinsko i pojavno.
Yes. So it's very good for a spiritual person to think, Dionysus, think that I am an eternal soul.
Za spiritualistu je jako dobro da tako misli. Ja sam duhovna duša.
Every day you have to do this, even if you come from Sarajevo.
Svakoga dana to morate raditi, čak i ako dolazite iz Sarajeva.
Oops, I know this is strong tobak. The second step is you should not take yourself too serious.
Sljedeći korak je da ne smete preozbiljno uzimati sebe.
The soul is very insignificant.
Duša je vrlo beznačajna.
And the third point you should meditate is the supreme shelter of the soul.
A treća poenta je da trebate meditirati na vrhunsko ili da vrhunsko utočište duše.
And the relationship between the sheltered and the shelter.
I na odnos između onoga koji daje i onoga koji uzima utočište.
You should pray, Krishna, when shall I see your lotus feet?
Trebate se moliti, Krishna, kada ću vidjeti tvoje lotusova stopala?
When will I directly serve your lotus feet?
Kada ću direktno služiti tvoje lotusova stopala?
When will I touch your lotus feet?
Kada ću ih dodirnuti?
This is my desire.
To je moja želja.
I want to join the company of the friends of Radha and Krishna.
Želim postati član želim postati jedan od onih koji služe Radu i Krishnu.
A devotee, in other words, should on the basis of this self-meditation, I am a soul, I am now under the control of the laws of nature, but I don't want to be. He should think of the spiritual reality.
A drugim rječima, na temelju te meditacije, tako da kažem, meditacije na sebe, prvo, ja sam duhovna duša, drugo, ja sam trenutno pod utjecajem materije, onda treba misliti o duhovnoj realnosti.
He should run to the shelter of Krishna in his mind every day.
U svome umu treba brzo trčati do Krišnog utočišta i to svakodnevno.
That's why in this life a devotee likes to visit Vrindavan and Mayapur so that he has an idea of the spiritual home then he can meditate about it.
Zato u ovome životu Bhakta žudi za time da posjećuje Vrindavan i Mayapur jer na taj način stječe predstavu o duhovnom domu svom na kojega poslije može misliti.
But Prabhupada was once asked when he was in New York, are you here in New York?
A Prabhupada su jednom pitali kada je bio u New Yorku, da li si ti sada u New Yorku?
And he said no.
On je rekao ne.
I'm in Vrindavan.
Ja sam u Vrindavanu.
If you have never visited Vrindavan, it will be very difficult.
Ako nikada niste posjetili Vrindavan, biće vam dosta teško.
But today I talked with one devotee with whom I have been together at the sacred mountain of Giriraj.
Ali danas sam opet razgovarao s jednim baktom sa kojim smo skupa bili na svetoj planini Giriraj.
And I said, do you remember when we were sitting before the mountain?
Sjećaš li se kad smo sjedili ispred planine?
Do you remember the many parrots?
Da li se sjećaš brojnih papagaja?
And he said, oh yes, they were as numerous as the leaves on a tree.
Da, rekao je, da, bilo ih je poput lišća na drvetu.
And in our minds we went to Vrindavan and we immediately felt very happy.
I u svojim umovima mi smo otputovali u Vrindavan i odmah se osjetili vrlo sretni.
Although we had just spoken 1 minute before about stress.
Iako minutu prije toga smo govorili o stresu.
Dalmatian stress.
I to dalmatinskom stresu.
Yes. So this is how powerful the connection with the spiritual home can act upon the life and the psychology of a devotee.
Eto upravo toliko snažno može ta veza sa duhovnim domom djelovati na život i psihologiju bhakte.
Yes. I would like to show you now from the Puranas an ancient example of how powerful it can be if a devotee learns to absorb himself into the spiritual reality.
E sada želim vam prikazati jedan primjer, puranički primjer o tome koliko može biti moćno to kada se bhakta apsorbira u duhovnu realnost.
There was once a great warlord.
Bio jednom veliki ratnik.
Warlord. It's like a leader of warriors.
Da, on je bio veliki vođa ratnika.
Yeah.
Vojskovođa.
Lord of the Rings, you have seen. Warlord. Yes. His name was Uparicharu Vasu.
Zvao se Uparichara Vasu.
He was the brother of grandfather Bhishma.
I on je bio brat djeda Bhishma.
For many thousands of years he fought on the behalf of the demigods against the demons.
I tokom mnogo tisuća godina on se borio na strani polubogova protiv demona.
Yes, the blood of the demons had drenched the sky and he made them bleed.
Krv demona je natopila cijelo nebo, a on je prouzrokovao njihovo krvarenje.
After many thousands of years of fighting, he felt repentant. I have slaughtered so many.
I posle mnogo tisuća godina borbe osjećao je grižnju savjesti, pa tako sam puno ljudi ubio.
I want to now meditate about Krishna.
Sada želim meditirati na Krishnu.
But the problem was all the demigods knew him.
Ali problem je bio da su ga svi polubogovi poznavali.
So, do you know where he decided to meditate about Krishna?
I znate gdje je odlučio meditirati na Krishna?
He went to hell, Patala Loka.
Otišao je u pakao, Patala Loka.
He was a strong personality.
Bio je čvrsta osoba.
He wanted to have peace.
Želio imati mira.
But the demons sent their spy.
Ali demoni su poslali svog špijuna.
And one day they found him under a tree. Meditating.
Jednog dana smo ga našli ispod drveta kako meditira.
Juhi! We can easily kill him.
Vidi, sad ga možemo lagano ubiti.
He is meditating.
Meditira.
And they raised their weapons and then began to attack from all the 10 directions.
Onda su podigli svoje oružja i napali ga sa svih 10 strana.
They wanted to cut apart his whole body.
Želeli su iscijeckati čitavo njegovo tijelo na komadić.
But the weapons only came this close and then their bodies froze.
Ali oružja su se mogli samo toliko približiti i onda su se oni zaledili.
The weapons could not touch Uparicharu Vasu because Lord Krishna was in his heart.
Oružja nisu mogli dotaći Uparichara Vasu zato što je Gospod Krishna bio u njegovom srcu.
Does this remind you of some other incident where weapons couldn't touch a great devotee?
Da li vas ovo podsjeća na još jedan događaj kada oružje nije moglo dodirnuti velikog baktu?
Prahlad Maharaj, Very correct, very correct.
Upravo tako, da, Prahlad Maharaj.
Maharaj Parikshit.
Maharaj Parikshit.
Yes. Sometimes I feel devotees have the same situation. Like I remember I was in a deadly car accident. We stood like this and a car came with 150 kilometers on our car and hit us.
Ponekad osjećam da se i bakta nalazi u sličnoj situaciji. Ja sam jednom učestvovao u jednoj smrtonosnoj saobraćajki. Auto je udario nas je brzinom sa 150 km na sat.
When the police came after the accident and wanted to identify the bundles of flesh in our car, they were surprised.
Kada je policija došla da je da identificira te gomile mesa u našem autu, bila iznenađena.
There were no bundles of flesh.
Nije bilo tih gomila mesa.
There was only Sachinanda Swami and Kripa Rama who told the police, no problem, we chanted Hare Krishna.
Našli se samo Sachinanda Swami i Kripa Rama koji je rekao, nema, pa nije bilo problema, samo smo mantrali Hare Krishna.
I heard that one policeman later became a devotee because he was convinced.
I čuo sam da je kasnije jedan policajac postao bhakta zato što je bio ubijeđen.
Krishna protects his devotees when they have Krishna in their heart.
Krishna štiti svoje bhakte kada ga imaju u srcu.
Remember in your own life a situation where you had Krishna in your heart.
Sjetite se situaciju u svojim životima kad ste nosili Krishna u srcu.
I remember that when there was this military aggression between the two parts of former Yugoslavia, some of our Matajis were had books in the wrong language, and then they were then the soldiers shot at them because they thought they were the temptress of the enemy.
Sjećam se kada je došlo do vojnog sukoba između različitih dijelova bivše Jugoslavije, onda su neke matađes nosile knjige koje su bile na pogrešnom jeziku i vojnici su pucali na njih, misleći možda da oni jednostavno izazivaju da dolaze s druge strane.
For my birthday these matađes gave me the bullets which čup, 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 came next to them, but they were not hit.
I za rođendan te Matađe su mi poklonili zrna koje su ti vojnici pucali i koje ih nisu pogodili.
Matađe have sometimes a very far out humor.
Matađe ponekad imaju vrlo otkrećeni smisao za humor.
So the enemies, the former enemies of this great warlord who was sitting down in meditation could not kill him.
I tako da bivši neprijatelji tog velikog vojskovođe koji je tu sjedio i meditirao ga nisu mogli ubiti.
So the demons went back to their teacher Shukracharya and asked him, what can we do? We want to kill him. He has murdered so many of our relatives.
I onda su se oni vratili do svog učitelja Shukracharya i pitali su, šta da radimo? Želimo ga ubiti, pa on je odgovoran za smrt tako puno naših rođaka.
So Shukracharya thought, and then he had the solution.
I onda Shukra razmislio i našao rješenje.
He said, very loudly preach the philosophy of atheism in Patala Loka.
Vrlo glasno propovijedajte filozofiju ateizma na Patala Loki.
If a devotee hears atheistic doctrines full of mundane logic, he will begin to start to doubt Krishna.
Ukoliko bhakta čuje ateističke argumente potkrepljene logikom, on će početi sumnjati u Krishnu.
Then he will lose his concentration.
Onda će mu koncentracija oslabiti.
And he will have a spiritual weakness.
I doći će do duhovne slabosti.
So the atheists, so the demons went through Patala Loka. I don't know if they had loudspeakers, but they very loudly said, the Vedas are false.
I onda su ovi demoni putovali Patala Lokom, ne znam da li su imali zvučnik, ali vrlo glasno su proklamirali da su Vede lažne.
God does not exist.
I Bog ne postoji.
And such slogans they said.
I takve slogane su koristili.
To make Uparicharu Vasu weak.
Da bi oslabili Uparicharu Vasu.
Srila Prabhupada, he has instructed his disciples and grand disciples like you to every day read in the spiritual scriptures, because he said if they won't do this, they will become spiritual weak.
Srila Prabhupada je dao uputu svojim učenicima i sljedećoj generaciji da svakodnevno čitaju spise, jer u suprotnom će postati duhovno slabi.
He wrote all the devotees connected with the Krishna consciousness movement.
Napisao je svi bhakte povezani sa pokretom za svjesnost Krišne.
That's us.
To se odnosi na nas.
Must read all the books that have been translated.
Moraju čitati sve knjige koje su prevedene.
Otherwise, after some time, they will simply eat, sleep, and fall down from their position.
U suprotnom, nakon nekog vremena će samo jesti, spavati i pasti sa svog duhovnog položaja.
Thus, they will miss the opportunity to attain an eternal, blissful life of transcendental pleasure.
I na taj način će propustiti priliku da dostignu vječiti život transcendentalnog blaženstva.
Prabhupada once said, I write my books to protect the people from the onslaught of atheistic propaganda.
Jednom je Prabhupada rekao, ja pišem svoje knjige da bi zaštitio ljude od napadaja ateističke propagande.
So the demons did this with Upachari Vasu, total atheistic propaganda.
E to su demoni radili s Upachari Vasom, totalna ovoga, potpuna ateistička propaganda.
And as they had hoped, Upacharu Vasu's meditation became disturbed.
I kao što su se i nadali, meditacija Upacharu Vasua je bila uznemirena.
But in a different way than they had expected.
Ali malo drugačije nego što su bili očekivali.
Upacharu Vasu was filled with compassion for the spiritual poverty of these poor demons.
Upacharu Vasu je postao ispunjen samilošću prema duhovnom siromaštvu tih jadnih demona.
And he prayed to the Lord, my dear Lord, just to kill me. These poor people are speaking nonsense.
I onda se molio, dragi moj gospode, samo da bi me ubili, ovi jadnici pričaju gluposti.
Just for some material reason they speak nonsense.
Zbog nekog materijalnog razloga pričaju gluposti.
Please give them good bhakti in their hearts.
Molim te, dari im dobru bhakti.
And because Upacharu Vasu was such a good devotee, his prayer did not go in vain and the demons became his followers. They went to the bhakta class.
I pošto je Upacharu Vasu bio tako dobar bhakta, njegove molitve nisu bile uzaludne, već su demoni postali njegovi sljedbenici i krenuli na bhakta klas.
This shows you how strong you can become if your heart is filled with Krishna.
I odtuda vidimo koliko snažni možemo postati ukoliko ispunimo svoje srce s Krišnom.
As long as you have no doubts, not even weapons or and atheistic propaganda can attack and kill you.
Dokle god ste slobodni od sumnji, niti oružje, niti ateistička propaganda vas ne može napasti i ubiti.
It is my strong request to you to not spend one day without feeling Krishna's presence in your heart.
I zato vas zaista molim, ne provedite niti jedan dan, a da ne osjetite Krišnino prisustvo u svome srcu.
Please don't miss this opportunity of experiencing Krishna's presence in your heart.
Molim vas, nemojte propustiti ovu priliku da iskusite Krišnino prisustvo u srcu.
I remember once the devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, is the super soul always standing in the heart?
Sjećam se jednom da su bhakte pitali Prabhupada, da li nadduša uvijek stoji u srcu?
Doesn't he get tired?
Zar se ne umori?
The Prabhupada said, one moment I look.
Prabhupada, samo sekundu da pogledam.
He said, now Krishna is resting.
Sad se, upravo se Krishna odmara.
This is waiting for all of you.
A to čeka sve vas.
When does Krishna become attracted to the heart of the devotee?
Kada Krishna postane privučen bhaktinim srcem?
First of all, he wants to see the beautiful queen of Shraddha in your heart.
Prije svega, on želi vidjeti preljepu kraljicu Shraddhe u vašim srcima.
This firm, unshakable faith is your only wealth, my dear devotees.
Ova čvrsta, nepokolebljiva vjera je vaše jedino bogatstvo, dragi bhakte.
If it is not there, oh, it will be very difficult for you to continue your ecstatic life of Krishna consciousness.
Iako je nema, bit će vrlo teško za vas da nastavite sa ekstatičnim životom svjesnosti Krishna.
And the beautiful queen of Shraddha resides in the house of Shastra.
A lijepa kraljica Shraddha prebiva u kući Shastri.
Please read regularly in the sacred scripture, and then Shraddha Devi will move into your heart.
Molim vas, čitajte redovno svete spise i tada će se Shraddha Devi useliti u vaše srce.
And more, do so in the association of ecstatic devotees.
I još bolje to raditi u društvu ekstatičnih bhakta.
Now we will go one step further.
A sad idemo korak dalje.
I want to now go into a very sacred subject matter together with you.
A sada želim skupa sa vama početi govoriti o jednoj vrlo svetoj temi.
I want to invite you to meet with me, Srila Prabhupada, face to face.
Želim vas pozvati da zajedno sa mnom licem u lice susretnete Srila Prabhupada.
Yes. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Vesesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Zatari Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Si Advaita Gadada Siva Shadhi Gaubhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama.
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. I would like to now discuss a very sublime subject matter.
A želio bih sada govoriti o jako uzvišenoj temi.
I want to talk about the secret of spiritual advancement.
Radi se o tajni duhovnog napretka.
Srila Prabhupada would sometimes be asked, what is his secret?
Srila Prabhupada bi ponekad pitali, koja je njegova tajna?
And he would say, simply by studying the scriptures, you cannot advance.
You can't?
You cannot.
A on bi odgovorio, samo proučavanjem spisa ne možete napredovati.
The secret is unflinching faith in God and the spiritual master.
Tajna je nepokolebljiva vjera u Boga i duhovnog učitelja.
Then things will be revealed from within.
Onda će vam se stvari razotkriti od iznutra.
In the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam it says what happens when you come face to face with the spiritual master.
U 10. pjevanju Bhagavatama saznajemo što se zbiva kada se nađemo licem u lice sa duhovnim učiteljem.
It says it is like coming face to face with the sun. That means ignorance cannot stand.
Rečeno je da je to isto kao i dolazak u kontakt sa suncem, jednostavno neznanje ne može opstati.
Therefore we disciples are sometimes afraid of our gurus.
Zato smo mi učenici ponekad uplašeni od svojih guru.
We sometimes feel, my ignorance will fall. It's marked for destruction, like a tree in the forest is marked for destruction for the woodcutters.
Ponekad mi mislimo, moje neznanje osuđeno, obilježeno je da bude srušeno, kao što drvosječe obilježavaju drva u šumi kojih će posjeći.
In another text of the Bhagavatam, it's in the 3.7.19, it says that by serving, here is a Gaurahari's computer, thank you so much Gaurahari, you are really expert, so fast you could find this. What did you do? Here it says, Virachandra, this will be a challenge for you. By serving the feet of the spiritual master, one is enabled to develop transcendental ecstasy.
Služenjem stopala duhovnog učitelja, osoba postaje osposobljena da dostigne transcendentalnu ekstazu.
My dear devotees, don't we want ecstasy and joy in our heart?
Dragi bhakte, zar ne želimo svi ekstazu i radost u svojim srcima?
Who wants a dry process?
Ko želi suhi proces?
Do this or don't do that.
Čini ovo, nemoj raditi ono.
If you want this, you must serve the feet of a spiritual master.
Ako želite ovo, morate služiti stopala duhovnog učitelja.
Yes. Then you get transcendental ecstasy.
I onda stječete tu transcendentalnu ekstazu.
The word, a Sanskrit word, is rati rasa. Rasa means a taste and rati means love. You will get a taste of love.
Sanskritski izraz je rati rasa. Rati znači rasa znači ukus, a rati znači ljubav.
Now, I would really request you to read this beautiful verse and purport. It is 3.7.19.
Zaista bih vas zamolio da pročitate taj divni stih i komentar, radi se o trećem poglavlju, trećem pjevanju, sedmom poglavlju, 19. stihu.
Let me ask you a question.
Postavit ću vam pitanje.
When you want to go to Paris, what is more important in the beginning, the train or Paris?
Kada želite otići u Paris, na početku što vam je bitnije, sam Paris ili vlak?
I think in the beginning the train, because it brings us to Paris.
Mislim da je na početku bitniji vlak, zato što nas on donosi do Pariza, dovodi.
With this logic, the Padma Purana says, for me devotion to my spiritual master is more important than devotion to Lord Hari.
Sljedeći tu logiku, Padma Purana kaže, za mene je predanost mom duhovnom učitelju bitnija od predanosti gospodu Hariju.
If I'm devoted to my spiritual master, then Lord Hari will personally reveal himself to me.
Ako budem predan svom duhovnom učitelju, onda će se gospod Hari sam razotkriti predamnom.
I want to make it a little bit clearer in the language of the Bhagavatam.
Želim sada taj jezik Bhagavatama malo razjasniti.
There are so many obstacles on our way.
Na našem putu postoji tako puno prepreka.
Material attachments,
materijalne vezanosti.
What else, Virachanda? Help me, please.
Bodily problems.
Bodily problems.
Tjelesni problemi.
You know so many problems. You all come from morning to evening to meet parents who don't agree.
Roditelji koji se ne slažu.
But more just lust, you know, when you will just break the principles like an idiot.
Ali najgore od svega ta požuda koja vas navodi da kršite principe kao idioti neki.
Yes. And the Bhagavatam says what to do in each with each one of these obstacles.
I Bhagavatam nam objašnjava šta da radimo sa svakom pojedinom od tih prepreka.
For instance, lust you can overcome by making plans with determination.
Požudu, na primjer, možete savladati, raditi planove s odlučnošću.
I will not smoke any longer.
Više neću pušiti.
The naked form, I will not embrace the naked form of the cigarette.
Neću grliti nagi oblik cigarete.
Even if there is a smell of Peter Stuyvesant in the air, I will not fall victim to this.
Čak i ako osjeti miris Peter, ne znam kako se zove, da, u zraku
Marlboro, or whatever.
Ili Marlboro, yeah, bilo što. Yeah.
So by making plans with determination, and when it comes, I will drink a fruit juice.
Znači, planirajući s odlučnošću, i ako mi dođe želja, onda ću se napiti voćnjak soka.
I'm giving some very innocent examples.
Daj vrlo nevine primjere.
When the sun has set and I'm alone with my wife.
Kada sunce zađe, a ja sam sam sa ženom.
We will make a bhajan.
Prakticirat ćemo bhajan.
And in this way, by making such determined plans, you can overcome lust.
Na taj način, planirajući sa odlučnošću, možete nadići požudu.
And there are many detailed other procedures how to overcome our obstacles.
I postoje još druge procedure, puno detaljnije, koje nam objašnjavaju kako da nadiđemo te prepreke.
You can read these in the 15th chapter of the 7th canto.
I o tome možete čitati u 15. poglavlju 7. pjevanja.
But then it says all these obstacles can be overcome by service to the lotus feet of the spiritual master.
Ali onda je rečeno, sve te prepreke mogu da se nadiđu jednostavno služenjem lotusovih stopala duhovnog učitelja.
How does this work?
Kako sad to funkcionira?
Very simple.
Jako jednostavno.
Krishna becomes satisfied if he sees you serve his dear devotee.
Krishna postaje zadovoljan vidjevši vas kako služite njegovog dragog baktu.
And when Krishna is satisfied with you, he will give you the necessary duhovna snaga to overcome your material attachments.
A kada je Krishna zadovoljan sam, daje vam neophodnu duhovnu snagu kojom možete nadići materijalne vezanosti.
Lord Krishna in his own words says, I, the soul of all beings, am most satisfied if someone renders faithful service to his spiritual master.
Krišna kaže svojim vlastitim riječima, ja nadduša svega sam najzadovoljniji kada vidim čovjeka koji s vjerom služi svog duhovnog učitelja.
And he continues to say, I'm not so much satisfied by ritual worship or brahminical initiation or penances or self-discipline.
I nastavlja, nisam toliko zadovoljan ritualističkim obožavanjem, brahmanskom inicijacijom, pokorama ili samoobuzdavanjem.
Krishna wishes that you come to him through his devotee.
Krishna želi da mu pričate kroz njegovog baktu.
And if you do so, he will give you a very special perfection.
I ukoliko uradite to, podarit će vam jedno vrlo posebno savršenstvo.
This is called rati rasa, or this taste of love.
Naziva se rati rasa ili ukus ljubavi ili da.
If you I want to tell you from my own experience.
Želim sada reći nešto iz vlastitog iskustva.
When Prabhupada was on this planet, we just knew we would our duty was to serve him and his mission.
Dok je Prabhupada bio na planeti, jednostavno smo znali naša dužnost je da služimo njega i njegovu misiju.
In the first moment I was a little opposed to this principle.
Na samom početku ja sam bio malo suprotstavljen tom principu, suprotstavljao sam.
But when I understood what Prabhupada was all made, you know, what was his heartbeat, I became very convinced.
Ali kada sam saznao od koje tvari Prabhupada sačinjen, kako je kucalo njegovo srce, onda sam postao ubijeđen.
He was just thinking of Krishna.
On je jedino je mislio na Krishnu.
Krishna was so close to him.
Krishna mu je bio tako blizak.
I remember in Goloka Dham for Prabhupada's appearance day, I told I felt very honest and I told a very confidential story about my relationship to Prabhupada.
Sjećam se na Goloka Dhami za vrijeme Prabhupadove pojave, osjetio sam se vrlo onako iskreno i onda sam ispričao vrlo povjerljivu priču o svom odnosu sa Prabhupadom.
I always wanted to know how is he as a person.
Uvijek sam želio znati kakav je Prabhupad, kakva je Prabhupad ličnost.
So after his midday his noon meal I decided to become a spy.
I nakon njegovog podnevnog obroka odlučio sam postati špijun.
I went with great acrobatic skill on his balcony.
Uz pomoć izuzetnih akrobatskih sposobnosti uspio sam se na njegovu terasu.
Because I knew his sleeping room would lead into the would be next to the balcony.
Jer sam znao da je njegova spavaća soba odmah pored te terase ili balkona.
And I looked through the window.
I provirio sam kroz prozor
to see Prabhupada resting.
I ugledao Prabhupada kako se odmara.
I was thinking, let me see what Prabhupada does when he sleeps.
Mislio sam, volio bih vidjeti što Prabhupada radi dok spava.
I remember the window was a little bit open like this.
Sjećam se da je prozor bio malo očkrinut.
So first when I was hanging there,
i isprva dok sam tamo visio,
I only heard the beat of my own pulse.
Čuo sam samo ritam svog vlastnog pulsa.
Yes. I did not know if I was very respectful to my spiritual master.
Nisam znao da li se baš sa poštovanja ophodim prema duhovnom učitelju.
Maybe I had gone a little bit too far.
Možda sam malo pretjerao.
But then I noticed Prabhupada's lips were moving.
Onda sam primijetio kako se Prabhupadove usne miču.
I almost lost my hold.
Skoro sam se pao.
Because I first thought he would say the lips were saying you nonsense.
Jer prvo mi se činilo da njegove usne kažu ti glupane.
And that would have been too much for me to tolerate.
A to je bilo više nego što sam ja mogao podnijeti.
But with great endeavor I listened more.
Ali s velikim naporom čulio sam uši.
And you know what he was saying?
I znate što je on govorio?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, in his sleep.
tokom sna.
Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, Hari. Yeah, it sounded very devotional.
Izvučalo je vrlo devočijski.
I was immediately remembering Krishna, Arjuna, who is called Gudakesha, the conqueror of sleep, because he also wouldn't just sleep. He would chant the names of Krishna in his sleep, Krishna Jivani.
I odmah sam se sjetio Arjuna, koga zovu Gudakesha, a ono koji je savladao san, zato što je on također ne bi jednostavno spavao, već izgovarao imena Krishna.
Krishna was in his heart and moving his lips.
Krishna je bio na njegovom srcu i pokretao usne.
And then when I finally left the balcony, I thought, this is the person I will serve.
I onda kad sam konačno napustio, otišao s te terase, bio sam ubeđen, ovo je ličnost koju ću služiti.
He is full of love of Krishna.
On je pun ljubavi prema Krishna.
He is truly, his consciousness is Krishna Mayi, filled with Krishna.
Njegova je svjesnost Krishna Mayi, ispunjena Krishnom.
And if I serve him, this quality will rub off in my consciousness.
I ako ga služim, onda će se ta odlika prenijeti na moju svjesnost.
Find an exalted devotee, my dear devotees.
Pronađite uzvišenog baktu, dragi moji bakte.
Serve him.
Služite ga.
Pray to him.
Molite mu se.
My dear devotee, you are close to Krishna. Intervene on my behalf into my destiny.
Dragi moj Bhakto, ti si vrlo blizak Krišni. Molim te, radi mene, umiješaj se u moju sudbinu.
And you will see, wonders will happen.
I vidjet ćete, čuda se, će se dogoditi.
If your spiritual master goes to Krishna and say, this is my disciple, he is not so, he is whatever he is, but he is a good person, please give him mercy.
A duhovni učitelj otići Krišni reći, ovo je moj učenik, on nije baš, mislim, ono je što je, ali dobar je čovjek, daj mu tvoju milost.
This is an enhanced translation. There are enhanced CDs now. This was an enhanced translation. Yes. There is one work, do you know Bhakti Ratnaka, have you heard?
Da li ste čuli za dijelo Bhakti Ratnaka?
There is, the author of Bhakti Ratnaka describes an event where he lost himself in ecstasy while he was in Vrindavan.
Autor Bhakti Ratnaka na jednom mjestu opisuje događaj kada je bio izgubljen u ekstazi u Vrindavanu.
He was rolling on the floor in the temple of Gopeshwara Mahadev, shouting, Krishna, Krishna!
Kotrljao se po tlu u hramu Gopeshwara Mahadeva uzvikujući Krishna.
I think if yesterday we would have chanted maybe 2 hours more, you would all be on this level, you would roll on the floor.
Mislim
we did almost everything else.
Mislim da smo jučer pjevali još 2 sata, svi biste bili na tom nivou, kotrljali se po podu, jer sve ostalo smo već uradili.
Even I noticed the shy Kishori. When I looked back, I could only see one big mouth.
Primetio sam čak i stramežljivu Kishori, kad sam se okrenuo natrag, mogao sam vidjeti samo jedna velika usta.
And inside that little thing which looks like a finger.
I tu ne znam kako se to zove.
Yes, he was shouting like anything in transcendental ecstasy.
Da, vikala je svom snagom u transcendentalnoj ekstazi.
Yes. So this devotee felt such ecstasy that he could only express the feelings of his heart by rolling on the floor.
I taj je Bhakta osjetio takve ekstatične osjećaje u svome srcu da svoje osjećaje mogu izraziti jednostavno kotrljujući se po tlu.
And then he lost his consciousness.
I onda je ostao bez svijesti.
And he felt how the different members of the Guru Parampara lifted him up to the lotus feet of Gorni Thai.
I osjetio je kako su ga različiti članovi Guru Parampara uzdigli da lotus stopala Gorni Thai.
Gorni Thai saw this ecstatic bhakta at the lotus feet. Nitananda asked Chaitanya, who is he?
A kad su Gorni Thai vidjeli tog ecstatičnog bhaktu kraj svojih stopala, Nitananda je pitao Chaitanya, ko je on?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't know, I think you should know because you are also a transcendental madman in ecstasy.
A Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ne znam, pa ti trebao znati jer si isti takav luđak u transcendentalnoj ekstazi.
He must come from your group, Nitai.
Mora da dolazi iz tvoje grupe, Nitai.
No, said Nitai, I don't know him.
Ne, ja ga ne znam, rekao je Nitai.
they said, well, Gonitaya handed him down again.
I onda su ga Gonitaya ponovo spustili natrag dolje.
And he went down again, the parampara.
I on se ponovo spustio kroz cijeli lanas parampara.
One big acharya asked the other, is he yours?
I jedan je veliki acharya pitao drugog, je on tvoj?
No, I don't know him.
Ne, ja ga ne poznajem.
Until he came to his spiritual master.
Dok nije došao do svog duhovnog učitelja.
And he said, yes, yes, I know him.
Da, da, ja ga poznajem.
Gonitaya, please take him, he's a very good boy.
Gonitaya, molim vas, uzmete ga, on je vrlo dobar momak.
He's very ecstatic.
Ekstatičan je.
You please take care of them.
Molim vas, vi se brinite za njega.
I was thinking about this very much.
Jako sam puno razmišljao o tom događaju.
Krishna or Gonitaya liked if you have the recommendation.
Krishna ili Gonitaya se dopada kada imate preporuku.
Our Bhakti Teta Maharaj said the spiritual world is a place where you can only go by invitation, not by party crashing.
Bhakti Teta Maharaj je rekao da je duhovni svijet mjesto gdje možete ići samo pozivnicom, a ne znam drugo što je bilo.
Nešto drugi stani? I said something else.
No, the other thing.
It's all right. Everyone has his freedom to translate in his way. This is a very important principle.
I to je vrlo značajan princip.
Please understand and deeply meditate about this principle.
Molim vas, shvatite ga i meditirajte vrlo duboko na taj princip.
Our place where we want to go is so special that we need an invitation.
A mjesto gdje želimo ići je tako posebno da nam je nužna pozivnica.
Yes. I would like to now tell you an illustration of what we have just heard from modern times.
A sada ono što smo upravo čuli vam želim rasvijetliti s jednim primjerom iz modernog doba.
Yes. See, when Srila Prabhupada was staying in Sridham, Mayapur in the beginning, he only had a little straw cottage.
Kad je Prabhupada na početku prebivao u Sridham Mayapuru, onda je živio u jednostavnoj slamnatoj kolibici.
One small part of the straw cottage was separated from the place where Prabhupada lived by a little cloth curtain.
Sa jednom malom platnenom zavjesom dio kolibe je bio odvojen.
And behind this cloth curtain, Malati Dasi, Devi Dasi, a very nice disciple of Prabhupada, Mataji, was cooking every day his lunch.
I u tom dijelu je Malati Dasi vrlo jedna fina učenica Prabhupada i svakodnevno kuhala Prabhupadov ručak.
She is a Westerner.
Ona je sa zapada.
So it was difficult for her to cook in Indian circumstances.
Bilo je teško da kuha u indijskim uvjetima.
Because the devotees had no refrigerator, she had to go every day to Navadvip on the other bank of the Ganga to purchase fresh vegetables.
Pošto bakte nisu imali frižider, morala je svakodnevno ići u Navadvip s druge strane Gange da bi kupovala svježe povrće.
This means she had to fight with the rickshawwalas for the correct price.
To znači da se morala boriti sa rikšavalama da bi dobila dobru cijenu.
She had to fight every day with a shipman for the proper fare.
Morala se svakodnevno sa onim koji je prevozio s čamcem do isto pravu cijenu utvrditi.
And every day she had to fight with the sabjivala.
I svaki dan sa sabjivalom se morala svađati.
Then she would get back.
Onda bi se vratila.
And cook on a little, you know, in a little on a little bucket stove which had coal inside.
I onda je kuhala na jednoj posebnoj pećici koja je radila na ugljen.
And every day Prabhupada would correct her.
I svaki dan bi je Prabhupada ispravljao.
She seemed to never get it right.
Izgleda da je nikad ne uspjevala da napravi pravu stvar.
One day she came with a plate.
Jednog je dana ušla sa
and before plate-om. Even tasting it, Prabhupada said, there is too much salt.
I, još nije ni probao, a Prabhupada je već rekao, presolila si.
Prabhupada didn't mean salt in the individual preparations, but you know, when you serve the plate, there is a little pile of salt, pepper, and maybe a lemon. There was too much salt on this.
A znači nije htio reći da je presolila zaista, nego kad se servira prasadam, onda bi mu stavili malo papara i soli i možda limuna, na toj gomilici soli je rekao da ima previše soli.
So Malati thought, I just can't cook for Prabhupada.
I onda je Malati mislila, jednostavno ne mogu kuhati za Prabhupada.
Tomorrow I will tell him we should get another cook for him.
I sutra ćemo reći da trebamo nabaviti novog kuhara za njega.
I'm incapable to satisfy him.
Nesposobna sam ga mu udovoljiti.
But then the same day she heard that Prabhupada would eat the next day with his god brothers.
Ali onda je čula kao će sljedeći dan Prabhupada ručati sa svojim braćom po Bogu.
She had heard that Prabhupada was criticized by his god brothers that he allowed women to cook for him.
I onda je isto saznala da su ga njegovi godbraderi kritizirali zbog toga što dozvoljava da žene kuhaju za njega.
So she assumed that Prabhupada will just have one of the men, maybe Nanda Kumar, cook.
I pretpostavila si je da će verovatno Nanda Kumar ili neki drugi od muških bhakti.
But in the morning Prabhupada called her to discuss the menu plan.
Ali ujutro je Prabhupada pozvao da bi odlučili kakav će meni sastaviti.
And again she went through all the problems.
I ponovo je morala sve poteškoće doživjeti.
And then finally Prabhupada was sitting there with his god brothers. She came to bring in the meal.
I na kraju Prabhupada je sjedio tamo sa svojom braćom po Bogu, a ona je ušla da bi donijela obrok.
She put her sari over her head.
Stavila je sari preko glave.
Up till her hands.
Sve do dlanova.
And was crawling on her elbows and knees between the god brothers to Prabhupada.
I puzala je na laktovima i koljenima među njegovom braćom po Bogu sve do Prabhupada.
It must have looked very awkward.
Mora da je izgledalo jako čudno.
From this moment on I will read to you what happened.
Odavde pa nadalje ću vam čitati što se dogodilo.
Srila Prabhupada said to his god brothers.
Prabhupada je rekao svojim braćima po Bogu.
Yes, she cooks for me.
Da, ona kuha za mene.
Yes, she cooks for me. So nice. And I criticize her.
I ja je kritiziram.
Then the whole mood changed.
Onda se raspoloženje promijenilo.
But she would slit her throat for me and I would do the same for her.
Ali ona bi prerezala svoj vrat za mene, a i ja bi to učinio za nju.
When Malati heard this, she almost collapsed on the floor.
Kada je Malati to čula, skoro se srušila na pod.
This was more than any reciprocation from Prabhupada's side that then she could ever have expected.
To je bio veći odgovor sa Prabhupadove strane na što ikada moglo očekivati.
You know, it's an emotional statement if I would say I slit my throat for Virachandra.
To je vrlo jedna emocionalna, emocijama nabijena izjava kad bi rekao ja ću prerezati grlo zbog Virachandra.
We wouldn't do it.
Ne bismo zaista to učinili.
We need the throat for kirtan.
Treba. Yeah. Potrebno nam je grlo za kirtan. Yeah.
But it means a great affectionate sign.
Ali to je veliki znak privrženosti.
So Malati remained the cook of Srila Prabhupada.
I tako je Malati ostala da kuha za Prabhupada.
But the point which I would like to make is you can practice many processes of spiritual life, especially chanting and hearing Shravanam and Kirtanam.
Ali ovdje što ja želim naglasiti je da možete prakticirati brojne procese kao što je Shravanam ili Kirtanam.
However, personal service to the pure devotees will bring you exceptional results.
Međutim, osobna služba posvećena naprednim bhaktama će vam donijeti izuzetne rezultate.
Vashishtam phalam is the Sanskrit word. Vashishtam means special and phalam means fruit or result.
Vashishta znači posebni, a phala znači, phalam znači plod ili rezultat.
And this means the greatest amount of love for Krishna you will, this is a special result, this greater amount of love for Krishna.
To znači, veća količina ljubavi prema Krishna, to je posebni rezultat.
You can get in this process.
Možete dobiti ovim procesom.
This is a secret.
I to je tajna.
Our God is a very personal God.
Znači, Bog vrlo osobni God.
He wishes us to approach him in a personal way.
I želi da mu pristupimo na jedan personalan način.
That is through the service of the pure devotees.
Drugim riječima, kroz službu služenje čistih bhakti.
Sometimes it is said that the disciple will always remain indebted to his spiritual master.
Ponekad se kaže da će učenik biti vječiti dužnik duhovnom učitelju.
Because not only, it's not possible to repay even one spiritual instruction with whatever is in the possession of the disciple.
Jer čak niti jednu duhovnu instrukciju ne možemo uzvratiti bilo što da posjedujemo.
How will you pay the information that you are an eternal blissful part of God?
Kako ćete, s čime ćete platiti informaciju da ste vječiti blaženi dijelić Boga?
How will you repay a kind help where the spiritual master has helped you to cross over a mountain of obstacles which you could not have crossed without that help?
Kako ćete uzvratiti za ljubaznu pomoć koju vam je učitelj omogućio da pređete preko planine poteškoća bez koje pomoći ne biste to uspjeli?
However, this Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur says that there is one way in which the disciple can try to repay his spiritual master.
Međutim, Vishwana Chakravarti kaže da postoji jedan način pomoću kojeg učenik može pokušati da uzvrati duhovnom učitelju.
And that is by preaching.
A to je način propovjedanja.
Or to tell it in a different way, by sharing the wonderful goods which he has obtained.
Ili drugim riječima, dijeleći vrijednu robu koju je stekao.
You will feel this when you are preaching Krishna consciousness. You will feel a great connection with your spiritual master.
Vidjet ćete kad propovijate svjesnost Krišne, osjetit ćete veliku povezanost sa duhovnim učiteljem.
I received a report from the Vojvodina, what was it? Nityananda Sudarshan special tour. What? Haridas. Nityananda Haridas Sudarshan tour. Yes. Whatever.
Da, primio sam izvještaj sa vojvođanske Nityananda Haridas.
Nityananda Haridas, ha? Tour, yes.
Nityananda Haridas turneje.
Yeah. The devotees told in the report that first they felt very maybe a little afraid to start a public kirtan in a Serbian town.
I u izvještaju su bakte pisali na početku su se pomalo bojali da javni kirtan izvedu u srpskom gradu.
But they did so.
Ali učinili su to.
And for 10 days I believe they chanted in different places in Serbia.
I tokom 10 dana pjevali su u različitim gradovima Srbije.
And I can well imagine that immediately you feel a closeness to the spiritual master.
I mogu samo zamisliti da odmah osjećate bliskost sa duhovnim učiteljem.
Because you're doing the family business.
Zato što se bavite porodičnim poslom.
Yeah. This is a very simple.
Jako jednostavno.
So Hare Krishna, I have come to the end of this session.
Došao sam do kraja ovoga dijela.
Almost to the end. There is an experiential section still waiting.
Postoji još iskustveni dio.
Yes. Toj moj. Do you have any questions?
Da li imate pitanje?
Do you follow the line of our seminar? We were talking about faith in God. Today we were talking also about faith in the in the soul, in yourself.
Da li pratite, kako da kažem, taj redoslijed našeg seminara? Prvo smo govorili o vjeri u Bogu, onda vjeru u sebe, to jest u dušu.
Now we have just discussed faith in the spiritual master.
Sada smo diskutirali o vjeri u duhovnom učitelja.
And tomorrow a special surprise will come.
A sutra posebno iznenađenje slijedi.
It fits the name Yagya Day.
I ono se poklapa ili odgovara nama je Yagya danu.
Faith in the holy name is tomorrow's subject.
Sutrašnja tema je vjera u sveto ime.
Coming attractions. So do you have any pitanja?
Da li imate pitanje?
Yes. Haribol, you will get a microphone and speak to the world. Yes.
How can you recognize a pure devotee? And how can you recognize which spiritual master is the right one for you? Aha. Kako spoznati svog duhovnog učitelja, kako spoznati čistog bhaktu?
A similar question was asked by John Lennon and Yoko Ono, the famous 66 musicians, to Srila Prabhupada.
Slično su pitanje postavili John Lennon i Yoko Ono, slavni muzičari 66. Srila Prabhupada.
And his answer was simple and short.
A odgovor je bio jednostavan i kratak.
Whoever inspires you most in Krishna.
Ko te god najviše inspirira u svjesnosti Krishna?
See, this question must be solved in a pragmatic, not just in an emotional way.
Ovo se pitanje mora razriješiti na pragmatičan, ne samo emocionalan način.
When you go to a doctor, you don't just look for a sympathetic person.
Kada idete doktoru, ne tražite samo neku simpatičnu osobu.
You want that his medicine helps you cure your disease.
Želite da njegov lijek vam pomogne riješiti se bolesti.
You take a few medicines.
Uzmete nešto lijekova.
And if it helps, you are prepared to take more.
I ako ste, ako vam pomogne, spremni ste dalje uzeti još.
And if that works, you might go to the operation.
A ako stvar funkcionira, možda ćete morati ići poslije na operaciju.
Hare Krishna. Shivas Pandit, huh? Das, yes. Please. Let's see.
Ja sam htio pitati Maharaja šta je najbolji lek za uništavanje sumnje u duhovnog učitelja.
What is the best medicine for destroying the doubts in one spiritual master?
This is a very important question.
Ovo je vrlo značajno pitanje.
Because we will get doubts.
Jer sumnje će doći.
In everything.
U sve ćemo sumnjati.
This is the atmosphere where you get doubts, the material energy.
Materijalna energija je atmosfera u kojoj vam se rađaju sumnje.
Very often it helps to speak with other devotees who can help us overcome these doubts, which might come because we have a certain perspective, and from that perspective we see something which is not really there.
Često može pomoći razgovor sa drugim baktama koji će nam pomoći da nadiđemo svoje sumnje koje se možda javljaju zbog toga što posmatramo stvari iz određene perspektive, posmatramo stvari kojih može bi uopšte nema.
I must really tell you, I really enjoy reading the yearly offerings of my Vyasapuja offerings of my god brothers to Srila Prabhupada, where they talk about the different experiences with Srila Prabhupada.
Istinski ti moram reći da ja uživam u čitanju svakogodišnjih ponuda za Vyasa Puđu Srila Prabhupada, gdje moji god bradari govore o svojim iskustvima koji su stekli s njim.
We may also have to correct our vision.
Također ćemo možda morati ispraviti svoje viđenje.
I would like to give you an example that there were god brothers who were finding an imperfection in Srila Prabhupada because he was wearing glasses. He thought this is not perfect.
Daću ti primjer. Postojali su neki god braderi koji su nalazili nedostatke u Prabhupadu zato što je on nosio naočare, što znači da je nesavršen.
Their concept of perfection was without glasses and many other other things also.
Njihov koncept savršenstva je bio bez naočara i nekih drugih stvari također.
But they were measuring Prabhupada with the material parameters.
Ali mjerili su Prabhupada materialističkim parametrima.
And that will always give a wrong conclusion.
I na taj način će se uvijek doći do pogrešnog zaključka.
See, Vaspandi, I always imagine if Jesus Christ would come in the modern times, in modern Christianity, riding on his Magarats into New York.
Ja uvijek zamišljam kada bi Isus došao u suvremenom dobu kod modernih kršćana, jašući na svom magarcu u New York.
There may be some Christians who would say, well, he is the founder of Christianity, why doesn't he use a Rolls Royce? Why a magarac?
Možda će neki kršćani reći, pa on je osnivač kršćanstva, zašto koristi magarca, a ne Rolls Royce?
Should go with the times.
Treba poštovati vrijeme u kome se nalazi.
My faith is destroyed.
Moja vjera sad uništena.
This would be an example of measuring with wrong parameters.
To je primjer mjerenja pogrešnim parametrima.
Doubts in the spiritual master can also be overcome by a general procedure to overcome doubts.
Sumnje prema duhovnom učitelju se mogu nadići istoj generalnom procedurom koju koristimo za nadilaženje sumnje.
Let us remember there are different levels of vera.
Sjećajmo se da postoje različiti nivoi vjere.
In tamagun you believe adharmic activities will give you fulfillment.
U tamoguni vjerujemo da će nam adharmičke aktivnosti doneti ispunjenje.
When you are in rajagun you have a different faith.
U rajaguni je vjera drugačija.
So sometimes when you are totally in the mode of ignorance you will not see the spiritual reality.
A ponekad kad ste potpuno gunjeni neznanja nećete sagledati duhovnu stvarnost.
Ultimately if the doubts in the spiritual master continue.
Konačno, ako se sumnje duhovnog učitelja nastave.
I would recommend you to do something which is recommended in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Preporučio bih ti da učiniš nešto što je također preporučeno u Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Take help from other spiritual masters.
Uzmi pomoć od drugih duhovnih učitelja.
Gurus, plural number.
Guru u yes. Množini.
And you might see that after having elevated your life a little bit more, you see things differently.
I možda ćeš uvidjeti da nakon što si se uzdigao malo u životu, stvari gledaš na drugačiji način.
Many times we get doubts when we feel misunderstood or wrongly instructed.
Često puta osjećamo sumnje kad se osjećamo neshvaćenim ili da su nas uputili na pogrešan način.
But later we find out that this is what good for me.
Ali kasnije shvatimo pa to je bilo dobro za mene.
I will tell you a very moving story from India.
Ispričat ću vam jednu vrlo dirljivu priču iz Indije.
There was this king who hunted for a whole day and felt extremely thirsty at the end of the day.
Bio jedan kralj koji je lovio čitav dan i na kraju dana se osjećao užasno žednim.
He had one favorite falcon.
Imao jednog omiljenog sokola
who helped him to hunt and also in warfare.
Koji mu je pomagao kako u lovu tako i u ratu.
He loved this falcon.
I volio ga jako puno.
Finally, after the long day, he came to, you know, there was a rock, and fresh spring water was dripping down.
I konačno, nakon dugog dana, iscrpljujućeg dana, došao je do jedne velike stijene sa vrha koje je tekla voda.
So he took his cup.
Uzeo je svoju čašu.
And it took a long time, I believe 10 minutes until it was full.
It bilo potrebno puno vremena, možda čak 10 minuta dok bi se ta čaša ispunila.
as he was just about to drink it, his favorite falcon came steeping down, push, and was hitting the cup out of his hand.
I taman se sprema da je popije, s neba se spustio taj njegov omiljeni soko i srušio mu čašu iz ruke.
The king yelled, Nitkove!
Kralj je povikao, Nitkove!
Don't do this a second time.
Nemoj to i po drugi put učiniti.
He again hold his cup there.
I ponovo je držao čašu ispod vode.
Finally it was full and
konačno bila puna.
He was lusting over the thing and as he was just about to drink it,
i taman da je popije,
again the falcon came and just hit it out of his hand.
Ponovo mu je izbio iz ruku soko.
He was so angry.
I tako je bio ljutit.
If you do this a third time, this will be the end of your stay on earth.
Ako to učiniš po treći put, to će označiti kraj tvog prebivanja na zemlji.
The falcon was going up there.
A soko je kružio tamo.
He was screaming.
I vriskao je.
If you do this the third time, look at my knife.
Ako učiniš to treći put, pogledaj moj nož.
Water. Freška voda.
Sveža voda.
And he was just about to drink it, and again the falcon came and
i taman da je popije, ponovo je soko srušio.
This time he just threw his knife. And the knife went and cut the head of the falcon.
I tada je treći put bacio ovaj nož i on je odrezao vrat glavu sokolovu.
And the falcon landed on top of the rock.
I taj je soko sletio na vrhu stijene.
Oh, said the king. He was a good falcon.
O, kralje mislio, to je bio dobar soko.
But many relationships have an end.
Ali brojni odnosi dođu do svoga kraja.
But he felt, let me go to him and I will bury him. He was for many years, he helped me to win a war.
Ali mislio, i svejedno ću ići gori, pokopat ću ga, puno godina je bio tu i pomagao mi u ratovima.
When he climbed on the rock.
A kad se je popeo na stenu.
And saw his falcon.
I vidio sokola.
And looked in the spring.
I pogledao izvor.
He began to cry.
Počeo je plakati.
Oh no, what have I done?
O ne, što sam učinio?
What have I done?
Što sam učinio?
My poor falcon.
Jadni moj soko.
You have saved my life.
Spasao si mi život.
Because inside, you know, on top of the rock, there was a spring, and in the spring was a dangerous, poisonous king's cobra.
Na vrhu stijene se nalazio taj izvor, a u izvoru je živjela vrlo opasna, zastrašujuća kraljevska kobra.
She had put all her poison in the spring.
Sa svoju otrov ispustila u
and the
izvor.
Falcon had seen it at noon, known this water is poison for the king.
Soko je to vidio i znao je, ova je voda otrov za kralja.
But he thinks it is nectar.
A on misli da je to nektar.
I must protect him.
Moram ga zaštititi.
So this is sometimes when you change the perspective, you might understand your spiritual master in a different way.
Tako ponekad kad promijenimo perspektivu ili točku gledanja, možemo ćemo s duhovnog učitelja gledati drugačije.
Let us not wait until our spiritual master has left the body like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj or Sridhar Swami.
Nemojmo čekati dok duhovni učitelj ne napusti svoje tijelo poput Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj ili Sridhar Swami.
Or like Srila Prabhupada.
Ili na, poput Srila Prabhupada.
It's best to have the proper perspective earlier.
Najbolje je steći pravilnu perspektivu ranije.
Now while I tell you this story.
Sada dok sam vam pričao, dok vam pričam ovu priču.
I'm not feeling total satisfaction in my heart.
Ne osjećam puno zadovoljstva u svom srcu.
Because how can we ignore that different spiritual masters have have disappointed our expectations.
Jer kako možemo zanemariti to da su različiti duhovni učitelji izneverili naše očekivanja?
I mean the accidents.
Mislim na nezgode koje.
You will see, the moment they were connected, or as long as they were connected with Srila Prabhupada, they usually said the right things.
Ali možemo vidjeti, dok god su bili povezani sa Srila Prabhupadom, uglavnom su govorili istinske stvari.
Yes. Never forget, when you follow the spiritual master, you have to also follow the shastra and the sadhus.
I nikad ne zaboravljajte, kad slijedite duhovnog učitelja, istovremeno trebate slijediti šastre i sadhue.
What can go wrong with this triple checking method?
A ovaj trostruki metod provjere ne može biti pogrešan.
If you have not understood an instruction so well, you can see how that it usually fits into the context text of the scriptures and what the sadhus have said, and then you can understand it better.
Ukoliko niste razumeli pravilnu instrukciju, možete vidjeti kako se ona uklapa u kontekst spisa i što su sadhu rekli o tome, tada ćete bolje razumjeti.
With this I wish to end.
I sa ovim želim doći do kraja.
I will now distribute extra potent prasadam.
Sada ću podijeliti super moćni prasadam.
This is the experiential part of my seminar.
To je iskustveni dio mog seminara.
And I would also request all of you, today we have a very special cultural evening. The devotees from Sarajevo who have very nice videos and theater will please our mind and our senses.
I onda vas želim sve zamoliti da danas ćemo imati izuzetno kulturno veče, bakte iz Sarajeva koji prave izvanredne video snimke i predstave će nam predstaviti nešto za puno zadovoljenje naših srca.
I am informed that we start at 7:13.
Obavijestili su me da počinjemo u 7:30.
Brahma Loka time, that means extremely punctual. It will not be Bosnian time.
Ne radi se ovdje o bosanskom vremenu. Bićemo izuzetno tačni.
No, I'm serious because some actors have to catch the night bus from Novi Sad to Sarajevo.
Ne, ozbiljan sam zato što neki od glumaca moraju uhvatiti večernji autobus iz Novog Sada za Sarajevo.
So you need to be there in time.
Zato dođite na vrijeme, trebate doći na vrijeme.
Srila Prabhupada ki re, sisi goni tai ki, go premanandi hari hari bol.